Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's a nice day. Are you agree with me? It's a nice day. And it's a nice people here. Now, maybe we can have nice talk too. Anyway, time flies. Everything moved really fast. Certain things we want to move slowly, but they move so fast. Just certain things we want to move fast, but they move so slow. It all depends, right? So we're going to start with meditation a little bit, hoping practice will make a little differences than only talk. So, meditation, what it takes to good meditator? A good meditator, what it takes to become a good meditator? Somebody volunteered to do it. And you have to have a body and mind. And you have to have a cause and a condition where free from all obstacles. Now, all obstacles are free. Maybe I'm talking too far, but more or less obstacle. In other words, when we meditate, when we practice, your pain, your suffering is so big that you can't even concentrate on meditation. That will be the major obstacle. But if that is not there, then you have less excuse. Having the body and the mind as a human life, uncomfortables and some concern always there. But the meditation, when we meditate, we need to compromise. We need to compromise what things you're dealing in a life and a practice you compromise to put together. And that's how we need to do. So let's instruction is, most important thing is you are here. Now, when I say here, sounds like stupid word that you are here. Where else? I am here, right? Where else? But really I mean you are here means that you are here. Means your mind, you are here. No question asked, your body is here. But your mind has to be here. When I say here, are you here? You have to say, yes, I'm here. Where are you? Right here. So, whenever you ask that question yourself, whenever you find yourself, you are right here, it's the ground for meditation. That will be a fundamental ground where you start, how you start, that is the starting point. So you're here. Then, for beginners, it helps you close your eyes, but not pressure. You relax your mind, but more mindfulness and awareness. Your mind relax, but not relax, kind of like can't see, can't think anything. You need to be calm. That might be word. You need to calm down. Calm down from mundane anxieties. You need to calm down from mundane activities that are happening in your mind. If you can do that, that will calm your mind. That will calm your mind. Calming your mind, it's all about. Calming your mind is calming your heart rate, calming your blood pressure, calming your anxiety, calming your stress, calming your delusions. Because the delusion is a pollution, like a water, polluted water. So calming your mind makes all those pollution inside the water settle down. Separate, not totally separate, but you can see the unwanted things in the water is on the bottom. And the upper part of the water is a clear water, maybe drinkable. It's because you manage to calm your mind down like that. The glass of dirty water, now half of them you can drink because all the things there you can see is settled down on the bottom of the glass. When you see that, that's exactly I'm talking about your mind, your delusion, your confusion settles down, leave you alone so that your mind can calm down, relax. Where you relax your mind, natural state. What's natural? The American people go crazy about natural food. Only you can afford. But you can afford window shopping. Maybe you can't afford buy too much about organic and natural products, but you can window shopping. If there are such called natural, if there are natural, then that's a natural. In ancient time, everything is a natural. And guess what? We may not have a variety of food, but everybody eating natural food. They call their poor people because they don't have a lot of choices, but they're all eating natural food. The fact, in ancient time, less people sick. That's because they're eating natural food. In modern time, they're all eating chemicals. Fact, modern time, more people sick. Even younger people already showing symptoms of sickness. Too early. They haven't enjoyed their life yet. But they're already sick. How come? Because too much chemical not natural food. Natural food is we put on the side. Natural food, all the food, all the air that we breathe, all the water we drink, all the food, any kinds of food, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, all of them has to do with some chemical. Now, I'm not blaming anybody who put the chemical on the crops or animal products. I'm not blaming anybody. That's what the society, so moving so fast, so rapid, so they have to have products really fast, and bigger is better. Whatever reason may be, so you can make more money. Why everybody want to make more money? Because the whole society is demanding more money. And what you don't realize is you are stressed out and you are barely keeping it up because your energy barely make it up, barely match. But the chemicals and the food and the machine made are more and more valuable, and you can't really compete that. So my message here is, ancient time, less variety food, but more natural, organic. Modern time, too many food, too much food, but lots of things we shouldn't be eat, but they taste so good. The reason they taste so good is our system has already those ingredients or elements that attacks, that shows the craving that I want that. I know it's not healthy, but I want like that. It is the same analysis, alcoholic, bookaholic, workaholic, or all kinds of holics. And it's a sickness. It's a kind of sickness. And it will take your life ultimately. But you don't talk that. You don't see that way. You don't realize that way. But that's the message here. So, when we calm down, and when we meditate, when we watch our mind in natural state, when we able to see our own natural state of mind, everything slows down. Slow down from where? Slow down from what? Slow down from speedy life that we end. Very speedy life. The life is so speedy, it is saying one Lama, recently he's still alive, one of the eminence, very famous Lama, very popular Lama, thousands and thousands of disciples he has. He's just talking about, says, the life, the speed of the every one of our life is much faster than a bullet that shooting, the bullet that from gun, the bullet flying is compared with the speed of our life is no match. The bullet is too slow still, like that. Only if you have eye, eye, to see that, then you will know what I'm talking about. If you don't have that kind of eye, you won't understand me, what I'm saying here. The speed of bullet, it's a nothing compared to the speed of our life is. That means end of our life is moving so fast, it's like bullet, or even faster than bullet. That's what's happening. Great Lama, recently he talking about that. And you should read that. Maybe it was in Tibet, I'm not sure. It must be Tibetan. His eminent Tai Sudhupa. Anyway, so when we're talking about speedy. Our stress is also very speedy. Our anxiety is very speedy. And we get a point when we eat. Yes, we all eat. But do we eat with a calm and a clear mindfulness? Or do we eat so speed we don't even know what we're eating? By the way, the taste of food is not so good when you are lack of mindfulness there. You're eating, yes. You're putting things inside you, yes. But how you put it is very poorly. No mindfulness. So when we slow down, when calm our mind down, then when we eat, every bite has own beauty, own taste. When we think, just see person, color, art, when we see, every second has more enjoyment, more structures, more into it, more deep level. Only if you have mindfulness, if your mind is calm, clear, same duration, but you enjoy much more. Those are the benefits. So, fundamentally, what it takes to meditate? You are interested, and your body and mind both right here. Recognize your body and mind both here. And then you're voluntary to meditate. Voluntary to do good things for yourself. Voluntary to do good things for yourself, it's not selfish. Because some people think, Lama, I don't want to do good things for myself. I don't deserve. Because I am so bad that I don't deserve any good things. You got fundamental misunderstanding. You wrong view, because the Buddha is saying, precious life, most precious thing in the universe of yours, your universe. Most precious things that you can see, you can have, is your precious life. The precious life is no compare with the money or diamond or anything in things we find on planet Earth. The things we find, the things we collect from planet Earth, no comparison. When it comes to your precious life, your precious life is the most important thing you have. Why? Because you can do precious things. What precious things? You can do all kinds of good things for others. You can do all kinds of good things for yourself. That's precious. That's precious life. No money can buy that. No money can buy precious life. Life is precious. Life is precious, but wait a minute. Life is also short. This precious, it's precious. Once you see it's precious, it's also temporary. Temporary. It's short. There is so much you can do in one lifetime. There is not much things you can do in one lifetime. In other words, you really don't have a lot of time left to accomplish, especially something special. You want to accomplish something special, it takes time. It takes energy. Do not use your energy and time for doing wrong things and wasting your life. Because energy is energy, and you have so much energy. You're wasting your energy on the wrong activity. So majority of people, life, it's not they don't have any energy. It's not they're not doing something. They are doing all kinds of things. They have energy, but they're doing not what's supposed to do. They're wasting their energy. They're wasting their resources doing something wrong. What kind of wrong thing they're doing? Something not so productive, not so helpful for you, not so helpful for others. In fact, very harmful for others. In fact, very harmful for you. Even though it's harmful for you, you don't realize it's harmful for you. You think this is really good for me. I'm going to do it. I did it. I'm going to keep doing it. Don't realize you're wasting your energy and wasting your life. Since your life is precious, since your life is temporary, you don't realize either one of them until you realize that you're dying. Then, suddenly, wait a minute, I didn't do anything. Then you realize, and some people don't even realize, but some people do realize it's kind of late because it's not like you let everything go, it's you don't even have choice. You don't have choice that you have to let everything go. It's different than you just let it go, everything, even you have choice. Big differences. You give somebody, voluntary from your own hand to somebody with a loving kindness, compassion, is different than somebody just take it, you know, you go away. They take it. It's different benefit as far as the karma cause and effect is concerned. So my talk needs to be cut down. Therefore, let's meditate. And meditation here is see. You exhale, inhale. And I was talking about every time here. Long exhale, long inhale. And 5-6 seconds every time when you exhale, hold on 5-6 seconds. And then inhale, 5-6 seconds. Then hold on 5-6 seconds, and then exhale. This is breathing meditation. Breathing meditation is a perhaps the easiest one, but also very effective practice because breathing, we all have breathing, we have breath. We have breath, so you don't need any tool. You're breathing, as long as you're breathing, you practice mindfulness awareness with breathing, exhale, inhale. So let's do that like 7 times, big ones. Exhale, 5 seconds, inhale, 5 seconds, like this. Then slowly but surely back to normal. Your eyes are semi-closed or half close is fine. Because your concentration may be your mind concentration on the breath, your own breath. Not somebody on somebody's breath, your own breath. Your own breath is your concentration. Exhale. And when you're counting 5 seconds, also, your mind is counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kind of thing. Then when you inhale, who is inhale? Your mind. One, two, three, four. Still, it's your mind is counting. Then exhale. The exhale, inhale, also do slowly, gently, but deep exhale, deep inhale, 7 times. Then slowly, gradually, back to no more exhale, no more inhale. The idea of escorting the breath with your mind. Is that word escort? Escorting? Escort, like walk with. Escort. Huh? Escorting. 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 Yes. So this technique is a foundation of many other types of samadhi or meditation. So it's a foundation because some people might need to do weeks, months, or every time before they go into meditation, they start with the breathing meditation, and then they go to other types of meditation. In order to go other types of meditation, you have to have a good result from breathing meditation. In some cases, it's also really, it'll save your life. If you come after 10, 15 minutes of practice this, you become different person, or you're so calmer compared with the 15 minutes or 20 minutes ago. Because the visiting some doctors or job appointment, or maybe, I don't know, doing something very exciting. And then your anxiety and they rises. Some cases, and the people fighting, they get heart attack and they don't recover from that. I mean, basically, it pumps up so much and just died. Circulation not happen. It block or break or whatever. Computer crash and lost everything inside. It's completely need to trust. So that idea. I check my blood pressure, doctor's office, and a new doctor, I don't know what they're going to tell me. The doctors will tell me. So an office, a failing of the form, and they check, "Ooh, your blood pressure a little high. Do you know that?" "No, but it says you're a little bit high." Yeah. After I finish the form and talking to the doctor, after all, it's not that bad, doctor. It's still human. And no talking. And half hour later, I check the blood pressure one more time. It's good. What happened? It's the same person. I did not drink anything. I did not eat anything. I didn't exercise or anything. Within a half hour, I found out it's because I was a little bit more comfortable and calmer. So breathing meditation will bring you in a level of calm your mind down. And this practice can be daily practice, and especially those of you who are very excited nature, like very excited nature. I also notice many people, small things, unnecessary things, they make in a way very exciting. And when you look into the small thing, you can't find a thing. There's no good reason you can't find, kind of like lost track. You know, go more and more forest, and you thought that there's something you're following the path, and you can't find a path anymore. What happened? Same analysis when you go into the yourself problems, small problems you think is big. You make them big. So, size of the thumb, it's just thumb size if you keep a distance with your eye. But if you bring too close, it becomes like a mountain. Are there mountains? No. So why you see like mountain is you make them so big. Now, many of your problem, or our problem, of course, is we bring them so close. They say, the problem so big, Lama. Nobody can fix this. Nobody can figure out this. Like that. So I say, well, you need to take it easy a little bit. No matter how big problem you have, let's look objectively that problem is. Can you describe your problem on a piece of paper? See, then I can understand what problem is. Lots of words. We can write a book about one problem, but it does not lead to anything how I can solve that problem. And I cannot find where the problem is after we write a book, dialogue back and forth with the problem. The problem can't find it. The only one conclusion is there is no problem. But you believe there is a problem. It's strong enough, it's good enough to make you miserable. Make you miserable because you believe in it. There's a problem. So, there is no problem. But the small problems that we think problem, it's not a problem. Because real problem is universal problem. Individual problem is a small problem. And a universal problem is a big problem. Universal problem is probably Meddin Chutzik means seven sunrises and a planet Earth just melt and disappeared. What we call home, what we call, 25,000 kilometers or whatever, horizontal and vertical depth of the Earth is. I'm not very good in the mathematics here. But anyway, whatever size of what we have, go around or go under, whatever, completely disappeared. It's like drop of water, barviated. Drop of water, when they dry, sun comes out, they just don't know where they go. They go somewhere, but we don't know where they go. Drop of water, for our eyes, a drop of water small, but the eyes of universe, planet Earth, is also just a drop of water. And it can be like that. Then that will be the universal problem, because the whole thing is eating by somebody else. But individual problem is maybe considered is not problem, it's a process. It's the activities that we have to deal with. It's not a problem, it's common for everybody. To everybody have to deal with it, such as walking, eating, sleeping, talking, all of those considerate, that's what the humans do. That's the birds do. They're in a bird family. The dogs family, they have their own. Cow family, they have own. Human family have their own communication. That's their do. So no big deal. It's all what it is. It's not a big deal. So we should not complain too much. That's the conclusion, is not so complaining. I also jokingly tell them that old age, aging, sickness, you don't feel good, you're feeling sicky, and dealing with the pain, anxieties, and psychologically also dealing with lost. Lost means those you attach to, and they one by one they disappear, then you feel like, what I have left? Nothing left. What I have left, everything's gone, what I have. So like this, lost, grief, pain and sad. Again, take it easy. Take it easy. It's okay. It's not a big deal. I know you think it's a big deal, but it's not that big deal. Hang on. Hold on. Look into nature of everything. You might find it's the package that you accept a long time ago. Now you're complaining. The package is a human package. Human family, human package, human birth came to the human realm. It's a package I accept. And if you need a reference point, think about Buddha's teaching. What did he say, birth? He said, birth and death are one coin. Happy, sad, sorrow, one coin. One coin means it's the same coin. Then samsara and heaven and hell, it's one coin. If you accept one, you have to say accept both. So it's like bad marriage. You accept, say I do. Then, then there is a lot of problem. You say I'll do too. I know they are very fast to say that, because they need the ring, put the ring and get out of there as fast as they can. So they will say I do. You know, whatever it takes, repeat several times. But what you're saying is, this person's a problem. This person's whatever problem and good things and bad things that the package this person is, I fully accept it. You don't realize that. That's what you're saying when you say, I do. But the majority of people look good stuff when they're young. And the good looking and optimistic, you're going to marry, found somebody that you like to marry. All this thinking, you're not looking for second old age and death, but you don't realize that that comes with the package. This is what the human do. So what I'm saying is that every good things also comes with some side effect. Every bad thing happen in the life has also lesson, learn to listen, but also there is not only one way. They might have several different ways to look at. Every bad thing happen could bring also lot of good things happen. Some of the Buddhist great meditators, successful in the spiritual, that they have sort of communication with the deities, communication with the bodhisattvas in their real life. 100 times they are convinced and they're happy. Are due to fact they got some kind of handicap, problem, physical challenge, mental challenge, some other things. So bad, they cannot turn around. There is no solution. There is no alternative at all. And for some reason, they connect with the Buddha Dharma. Teachings of the Lord Buddha. And somehow they miraculously, they connect with Buddha Dharma and it began to benefit them. And a terrible turnaround. And they say, I will not be what I am today. I will not be happy what I'm happy today, if I did not have obstacles in my regular life, that I faced regular life so bad, it was like hell realm on the human realm. It was human realm, but to me, it's a hell realm. Now, I feel like I'm in heaven realm. Why that happened? Would you say you are very thankful bad thing happened? You are so appreciative the bad thing happened? So every bad thing has a lesson. In this case, it's a wonderful lesson. And now, go back to nature of mind. We talk about breathing exercise, breathing meditation. We did not practice to find where is your mind, where is your Buddha mind, where is your Tathagata Garbha, where is your basic goodness. So in order to find a Buddha mind, you have to practice like a Buddha did. So let's meditate a nature of your own mind. Nature of your own mind is basically good. It's not bad. Nature of your mind is actually clarity. It's not obstructed. Is that word obstructed? Means it's nothing in it. Nature of your mind is a pure crystal clear. It's not dull, hazy, humping, jumping. All of those you add it. You add it, means add, ed, edit, edit. Nature of your mind is a spacious. It's not a small mind, it's a big mind. Whenever you're talking about, I'm so sensitive, my mind is so little, you're talking about your cutting your mind so small, putting into your mind inside a little tube or something. So it's my mind so small, therefore I'm so vulnerable. I'm so scared. I'm so not secured. So the nature of mind, it says, spacious, in fact, boundless. Nature of mind is infinity. Possibilities are infinity. In other words, mind over matter. Mind is everything, anything, mind matters. And your body actually incorporate with your mind. Your speech is also take order from your mind. And when the mind is confused, it orders all kinds of unhealthy things for your body and speech, sort of speaking. So nature of mind you should find. And let's meditate on nature of our mind for the better meditators. Look into, direct into your mind. Look inside your mind. Look outside your mind. Don't you tell me you don't have mind. Then you'll be dead. Then somebody have to 911. Pew, wee, wee, wee. They have to go out. So, since that's not the case, you do have mind. The mind. One who thinking, it's mind. The mind, it's one you seeing everything, it's also a mind. Although you use eye consciousness. The mind is one who interpreting, it's your mind. The mind is one who labeling everything, it's your mind. The mind is one hopping and jumping, is your mind. The mind, one who is blessed, experiencing blessing, it's your mind. Mind. Mind, mind, mind. So, not toda la reza de la mente, mirror, cielo azul. Nature or mind? So the two techniques that we shared this morning, breathing meditation, then meditation upon nature mind. Breathing meditation is the most easiest one, but also very effective if you are very excited, very angry, or fighting, or just begin to fight if you can catch that you should go meditate in other room for 15 minutes. It will save a lot of family problems. It will save a lot of your energy too, because when you fight, you burn a lot of energy too. There's no rational much anymore. You will say anything, it comes into mind. But anyway, the second part is meditate upon nature mind, more advanced, but most powerful, more advanced practice. Might be difficult to do, but you need to know there is a more advanced practice available, so that some of you may be already doing it. So I share these two techniques, and please do every day. If you like to progress, it's like I have a physical therapist and doctors saying, it's a team effort. I'll do some, but you have to do homework. Mm-hmm. And then together make progress. If the physical therapist tell me that, as a Buddhist teacher, I have to tell you, we have to team up.
you do your homework, and I'll do my homework. Together, then we will succeed a little bit. The message here is that your day-to-day practice is equally important as come to here also. Does that make sense? Okay, now, do we do dharaning or no?
It's up to you, sir. If you would
okay,
like.
So we skip that today, that's fine. I want to mention something. So, number one is that we see some new faces, and this is a KDC Sangha. If you appreciate this Sangha, you like this Sangha, and the chances are you like the speaker also, maybe. And then it's your Sangha, it's your group. You should keep checking and learning process. When it comes to study and learn, some people like to learn too fast, some people like to learn slowly, or some people learn slowly anyway, or some people are too rashy and pushy. I don't like a rashy pushy too much. And because there is a famous saying, if you want to go three-story building, it's safer if you use stairs or ladder, stairs to go, than try to jump, try to fly. And because chances are you won't make it. You can hurt yourself and you won't make it because you want a shortcut. Same analysis, same talking. Some people very rashy doing homework and things like that. So, slowly. It should be naturally developed your understanding. Your realization should come naturally, not by force, not by rapid. It's not how many books you read. It's not how many lamas you met. It's not how many even empowerments you get from lamas. Maybe quality is everything. One empowerment and one teacher and one teaching, rest of your life, if you're doing good, then you got it. That's more important than hundreds of books you read, hundreds of lectures that you attend. Still, the more teachers will tell you more different things, you don't have much time to analyze each one of them much. Although beginning learning time, it's good to have you learn many things, but when it comes to practice, you just need to be more focused. And one practice, doing good, is better than not so good, many here and there. So that's something I want you to remember. So you are welcome to join this Sangha. We are looking for more mature, more stable, and a type of craziness is similar to the group here. Similar craziness. If I'm asking somebody not crazy, I find nothing. I find nothing. I'm asking too much. But I find a craziness, similar craziness with the group, you will be like, feel at home. You feel at home. So we're looking for that, and you're welcome to join a member if you want. And the idea is join the members and taking a refuge ceremony, those slowly build up. Don't get too excited, because remember, if you too fast, you will fall down and you break your leg and arm. You're not going to make it where you want to go. You walk slowly, you will make it. So, therefore, not too excited. Slowly study. It's good. And then I'm available, interview, few people want to see me, I will be available, talk to Michael Carr. Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam means, it means to me a lot, hoping it means to you a lot, auspicious life. Today you are here, today we are here, with the Dharma session, it's auspicious day. And if your first time, I want you to remember, it's your auspicious day. Thank you very much.